A bacteria outbreak in New South Wales' Rockmelons have left 3 dead and at least 15 others hospitalised. Though the source has been identified and the affected farm voluntarily ceasing operations, the listeria outbreak adds to an unfortunate list of incidents in Australia's agricultural industry. What's left for our industry? Who's responsible? And how can you stay safe? With several outbreaks in Australia's agriculture industry over the past decade, the image of pristine, problem-free food production in Australia may be at risk. The recent listeria outbreak in Australian rockmelons has been narrowed down to one property in New South Wales. But New South Wales Shadow Health Minister Walt Secord questions the tardiness of the government's alert.
Well, I think the state government has taken too long to alert the community. Now, reports started to appear in January, and they didn't issue an alert until, depending on which authority you listen to, February 23rd or February 28th. Now, that's up to a month and a half after it came to light. The state government has a responsibility to alert the community as soon as there is a food contamination. Listeria is a notifiable disease in New South Wales, meaning that if you're a doctor or a health authority and you have a case of it, you have to report it. And now we've had a major spike of cases. Last year there was about 30 a year. Now, in January this year, we had 9 cases alone. Nine cases in New South Wales, and related to this contamination, we've had 15 nationally. 2 people have died in New South Wales and 1 in Victoria. So this is very, very serious.
Dr. Connor Thomas from the University of Adelaide explains why the contamination is an outbreak.
It's an outbreak because it's contaminated a food that a lot of people eat. And although listeria only really affects the very young, the elderly, and immunocompromised people, the broader the distribution of the contaminated food, the more likely it is that someone within those particular groups will become ill.
Shadow Minister for Agriculture Joel Fitzgibbon says there are some incredible opportunities for the Australian agricultural businesses, but an upper hand in the industry lies in our reputation.
We have enormous opportunities with the emerging food boom in Asia, but our key competitive advantage is not really our location or our geographical closeness to Asia, it's our reputation as a provider of clean, green, safe food. And if we ever lose that reputation, then we're going to be in real trouble in export markets. Closer to home, I grow really concerned, you know, when Barnaby Joyce is very quick to jump on disease outbreaks that are caused by imported food, but far more reluctant to talk when it's a domestic matter. Now, I know he's not the minister now, but I've not heard from David Littleproud either. I think consumers need to be reassured that our food safety system is a robust one.
With the outbreak in New South Wales and the third death being in Victoria, it calls into question where the responsibility lies.
This is another area which presents a problem for us. Under our federation, we're infamous for blurred lines between state and Commonwealth responsibility. That's why we have to have a very strong COAG process. Now, Barnaby Joyce abolished the COAG committee that used to deal with these things. If I were the minister, I'd be making sure that we take a unified national approach to these issues so that we don't have overlap and duplication, but also to ensure that our regulation is uniform and we're all singing from the same hymn sheet.
The New South Wales Shadow Health Minister is also concerned about what may be underpinning the late response and is calling for an inquiry into what's going on behind the scenes of this outbreak.
9 cases in 1 month, that is an all-time high. It's only occurred 3 times in the last 18 years. So absolutely unacceptable, and the alarm bells should have rung. I don't know why it took them so long to respond, and it's been put to me that they may have delayed it. But let's have an independent investigation and find out why the delays took place.
Dr. Thomas also says this isn't the first time an outbreak like this has occurred. Only 7 years ago, bacteria was in rockmelons from the United States.
There's been no real information released about how they think the rockmelons became contaminated. But my bet would be, based upon information from overseas, there was a big outbreak, for example, in rockmelons produced in southern Colorado in about 2011. And in that outbreak, the plantation, they could never find any listeria associated with the soil and so on, but when it came to the factory, they found listeria in different parts of the factory, the production floor, in the drains and so on.